Weekly conversation with my trainer. The weekly conversation with my trainer is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Tweet the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last questions before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Maitreya's previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone. Welcome to the mission of Maitreya's conversation room. As usual, we will having this conversation together for hour and a half, and all your questions will be answered, and hopefully God will come through 100% and bring the greatest and highest answers for humanity, as He has already done it for 23 years. And we still continue doing this until many people hear this message and come together and realize there is no other way out but the Word of God that He has revealed to His prophets and created the scriptures of the world. And these scriptures of the world are not contradictory at all. Indeed, they are complementary. They are from the same source. There is no separation between religions and people. Everyone is a child of God, and they have all have one goal: to become divine, to return home to Godhead and become one with their essence that is already is with God, and there is no separation between them. And anything that separates man from man, or any part of the universe from any other part, is dogma. And it is not the Word of God or the truth that separates man, but it's human ego and their fears, attachments, desires, and not being realized or realizing that there is no separation between any part of the universe or any other part. And the moment humanity creates that delusion of separation, that is when the suffering will start. Therefore, any philosophy that separates any part of the universe from any other part, or man from other men, or woman, or child, or nations, or races, or genders, they are from ego, and any separative ideas is not from God. This is the message of the mission of Maitreya, that all humanity have received some kind of a revelation, or the truth, and now all can know easily that they cannot separate themselves any longer. Of course, we can see it is becoming clear, and to even the leaders of the earth which really are not connected to God, they even realize that there is something have to happen. All of them are trying hard to bring that peace and unity to humanity, but of course they are not succeeding because they have put God out of the equation. But now God is telling them, this is the way I want it to be done. I want humanity to recognize and realize that all the great prophets on earth have been prophesied to come, and at the end time, the revelation that will show everyone how all the religions are unified and how to bring the kingdom of God on earth will be revealed to them. He will reveal the history, his story, and how he guided to this point, and now it's up to humanity, or at least up to those that have been called for this mission, who have been meditating, who have been with the great prophets in each lifetime, and now they are called again to come together and create a facilitating body to facilitate the dissemination and a spreading of this mission and this message to every corner on earth. Of course, it already goes to every corner on earth, fulfilling the prophecy that everyone will hear him and see him, and no matter where you are on earth, with a few click on your computer, you can connect to us and hear the word of God, and go to our website and see the Word of God, download them, read them, paste them, make emails out of them, send to as many people as you want. So the possibilities are infinite. The possibilities are limited with your imagination, and what limits the imagination our ego, our fears, our attachments, our desires limit us to reach out, our fears of rejection. But those who are in the fire of compassion of God have no fear, because they know that essence is eternal, then what is eternal has no fear, because it's been here, it is here, and it will be here forever. Therefore, they download those words, they paste them in their emails, they send them out to every corner on earth. They talk about God, they talk about the mission, and of course, the people with the carnal minds and ego around them will try very hard to stop you, because they have not seen the vision. They have not been chosen. They will say, no, don't do this, because it is different than our culture, our religion, our understanding, our background, our tradition. But any new idea is against our tradition and background and what we knew. If everybody knew about the greatest sign and the eternal divine path, we didn't need to have this revealed to us. This is a new wine. So, people will try to put it in the old skin, in their own tradition and understanding. It's not going to fit. And if you go to our website, of course you would know what Maitreya is and what this revelation is all about. Kaijun has a question, I suppose. Maitreya, you say you are Christ to return. And Christ was here on earth 2,000 years ago. He came as a Jew. Now you here return as a Muslim. I don't understand this. Yeah, you can also raise your hand if you want to take the mic. We'll let you have the mic for questions. But the question is very clear. The question is, am I a Jew or not? First of all, let's see what a Jew is. Jewish people are the people of the two tribes plus Levites in the southern kingdom. Then, of course, the 12 tribe of Israel was divided to 10, which stayed at the north kingdom, and the two in Jerusalem. That's why when Christ came and he went to the north, the Samaritan woman was wondering why a Jew even talked to her, because Samaritans were also the Hebrews. Now, if you study our teachings, all prophecies are fulfilled. It clearly explains how the 10 tribes in the north eventually were conquered and were carried away to Assyria, and eventually Persian king came and took over Assyria, and therefore the 10 tribes, some of them went to Persia, and also the 12th tribe also was conquered eventually, and they were also carried to Iraq and those area, and eventually some of them went to Persia and became prominent citizens there. Still, you can find Jewish communities in Iran or Persia, and they have mixed and lived in Iran for a long, long time. Kajun, you have to wait until I answer your question for the follow-up. Otherwise, it's not going to be going anywhere. But the northern kingdom were Israelis, the southern Jews. But they are all were the children of Abraham. They were the Hebrews. The Christ was supposed to come from a Hebrew. Actually, if you study the chapter 49, verse 10 in Genesis, there is a prophecy, you know, by Jacob, that the kingdom will not be taken away from the Jews or Hebrews. There was no Jew at the time of the Jacob. They were all Hebrews. And then he says it's not going to be taken away until the Shiloh come. And Shiloh means Messiah. And therefore the Messiah is supposed to be Hebrew, not the Jew. Actually, Jew is just a part of the Hebrews. So he was a Hebrew. So when Christ came, and if you study my genealogy, you will see that my genealogy also goes to King David and Abram, and Abraham both. And therefore, this revelation is fulfilling both the expectation of Jews and Hebrews and Muslims. the coming of Islam and Prophet Muhammad also is being prophesied to come. This is the things that Jews and Christians and Muslims have to overcome, that they are the only one who God said they will have a Messiah or a prophet coming from them. That's the whole idea of this revelation, to teach you to go beyond your own religion and understanding and go to God and see what is the words of God. What did God said will come? God clearly says there's going to be seven angels. There's going to be seventh revelation. There's going to be teaching that will come to you with seven revealers. The seven revealers are the major manifestation which have come as Adam, as Noah, as Abraham or Abram, as Christ, as Moses, as Muhammad, as Bab, and as Baba. And eventually, of course, the seventh revelation is now on earth, and that is what we claim we have. We have the seventh revelation for humanity. Okay? So, if somebody can put these questions on the board together, so I can have a chronological order for them, then we can have a better understanding of what's going on. So, if you study our teaching, you will see indeed my genealogy goes all the way to King David. So, Christ or Isa indeed is my brother, and we have come from the same root, and we have fulfilled the expectation of the Jews and Christians and everyone on earth of coming of this devil. That is why it is so unique. If you really get to know our teachings and revelation and realize what is happening here, it is cannot be made by a man. It is absolutely uniquely revealed to humanity that this cannot be a man-made revelation. The man who claims to be cannot be a cult person or a person who have a little realization of something, you know, made by man, but it's based on God's word. It is based on the revelation of God, and this explains the things that human even didn't know before it. And now it has been revealed to you. So, indeed, Christ was from the Jews or Hebrews, and indeed I am also from Hebrews and Jewish background. Not only that, also I am a Sayyid from the Prophet Muhammad, and therefore Muslim can look into that and see indeed theirs also has been fulfilled. And we have received even some explanation that my genealogy might even connect me to Chinese dynasties, because one of my grandfather was Nader Shah, and he was Turkish, and he already has proven he's connected to King David, and Turkish people came and were very close to China, and China's dynasty were afraid of them because they were becoming very powerful, and they gave a lot of their princesses to marry with their leader. So there is a possibility also my genealogy is connected to Chinese, you know, dynasty. So that also fulfills the prophecy of coming of Maitreya from Chinese dynasty. And some Muslims believe that, you know, this last revelation should come from the northwest side of Iran, which is called Khorasan, and Nader Shah was from that era. So there is so many things God has revealed to humanity that is not going to leave them one bit of doubt that it is from God, and there is no other being can really claim as much as this mission have brought to humanity. So if you read that and understand this thing clearly, you will see you have come to or be guided to a place that God is revealing this thing to humanity and telling Jews and Christians and Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists and Baha'is, look, that's what I was doing. Now you are all can come together as one. Lululu is asking, what is the relationship between Muslim and Maitreya? Muslim are a part of this revelation. Prophet Muhammad clearly says at the end time there will come the revealer of the greatest revelation for the end time, and he of course called him Isa returns, but it is more than Isa returns, it is the fulfillment of all the prophecies in all religion and their expectation. And now it is here, and it explains things that human could not know before it. Because in the Bible it clearly says, it is a mystery until the seventh angel come. And the seventh angel when comes, he opens the seven seals and reveals the book was sealed with the seven seals. And that's exactly what happened here for humanity. Now the book which was sealed with the seven seal is called the holiest of the holies, THOTH, the last testament. If you go to our website, it is there, all 600 pages of it, and there are supplements to this book. There are the stat songs, there are the conversation that we have right now. You can add all these for more than 24 years, and eventually you realize that the truth in this mission exceeds any revelation before it, and compared with this teaching, other revelations are just a part of a greater truth. So Muslims also are included in this mission, and therefore we can see that all these religions have come from the same source. I think there's also a question from Libby. I saw on your website that you refer to the Baha'i faith. Who are you connected with the Baha'i faith, which is the revelation of the Baha'u'llah, and have you read all the volumes of writings from the Baha'i faith? Actually, this revelation was revealed to me in the Baha'i Temple in Chicago. I was visiting there after a long time of esteem of revelation in my life. Eventually, it's a long story. So, if you want to go to our website, there is a lecture given with one of the people in the mission, and you can go and read it. It's called How I Became Maitreya, and it explains how the first connection between all the religions came as a revelation or a stream of thought when I went to the Baha'i Temple. Actually, I was born in Iran, but I never knew anything about Baha'i teachings, and they always said Baha'is are, it's not correct religion because it came after Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet, so nobody is going to come after him. If you are a Muslim, you know their beliefs and dogmas. But when I came to United States, many things happened which ended to this revelation. How are you related? Baha'i says he is the Maitreya and the return of all the prophets in all the holy books. Yes, we are familiar with their claim, but God has clearly revealed that It is not correct. It's not perfect. Actually, Baha'i are the fifth seal, and that is the only place God said it is not perfect. Baha'u'llah, the name, does not mean the glory of God, as Baha'i claim. It means the beauty of God. He was not born in Tehran, that Bab said, my beloved will come from. Yes, I have read their books as much as is necessary for me to know about them. I have read all. I have no mic. Sorry, that's okay. Yes, I have read their book. Don't worry about if I know about their teachings or not. I do, and of course, you have to first realize that the revealer doesn't have to read the whole book of a prophet. He already probably knows most of what they have said. So there are many things in Baha'i teaching and Baha'i. Another thing, Abdul Baha clearly says you have to have a guardian, and without guardian there is no Baha'i religion. You don't have any guardian anymore. The very faith has been split to seven, you know, branches, you know, and many things. I don't remember though all of them. There are probably between 15 to 20 points can refute the claim that Baha'u'llah is Maitreya. Then how can you lose the Baha'i faith if you think Baha'u'llah is false? No, I didn't say he is false. He was sincere. The reason for coming, well, Libby, just stop posting one after another. Listen to your question before posting next, okay? No, the universal of justice is not guardian. That is not what Abdul Baha says, okay? So, also, Bab choose. If you want to know more about the Baha'i history, read a book written with Mr. Miller, and that gives you a better understanding and how Bab choose Sopi Ezel, and he was really the leader of the Baha'i faith. And Bab said many times, okay, I doubt you, Libby. I ask you not to post again and again, but I will undoubt you when I answer your question. When you read that book and understand the history of Baha'is, you will see that Baha'u'llah came around 19 years after Bab, when Bab said himself that he who will be manifest come much later than that short period of time. And of course, Sopi Ezel was a very mild man. He wasn't very aggressive, so he wasn't really spreading the Baha'i teaching as it should have. So God chose Baha'u'llah as the twin prophet with Bab. So Baha'u'llah can bring this teaching to the West. Otherwise, we would not have known about it. So if you study our teaching and see how Baha'i teaching does not represent what God said the seventh angel will bring, you will realize that indeed, he was chosen by God, but he was not the seventh angel. He never claimed to be the seventh angel. He was not the person who was born in Tehran, which Bab said the beloved will come. Many other things will prove to you we are correct. And Baha'u'llah, we respect him, and we respect Bab. But at the same time, we have to go with the word of God. If you want the word of God, then study our teachings. So that is why you everybody, all the religion have their own ideas, their own dogmas, their own understandings, which is okay. We understand your emotions and feeling that why somebody should come in the middle of, you know, my revelation and my understanding and say differently than what I believe. Of course, Muslims are mad of us because they believe, you know, Muhammad was the last prophet. You are mad of us because Baha'u'llah said he's gonna, you know, be in the prophet for 1,000 years. You know, Christians are mad of us because Christ is not the only way. You know, all the religions and prophets are the way. The Jews are the mad of us because they, you know, believe that Messiah, you know, will come and make them the chosen one. And Hindus and Buddhists mad of us because, you know, they don't want to accept any prophet or Messiah to come. So, the question is, if we say, is it true or not? Is this the word of God? Are you a seeker? If you are a seeker, then you don't try to be correct or right. You want to see what truly God said about this revelation. What did He say that He will send to humanity? I'm not mad, never mad. I only want to discuss with you because you had it on your website. Religions should not divide. God made religion to unify us. We agree. We agree with you. Actually, Baha'i teaching or Bab's revelation is universalism in our teachings. It is very unifying. It is a revelation that says, you know, basically all humanity, you know, are one. But another thing, you know, Baha'is believe, as the Ishmaelites believe, that the revelation is going to continue forever. And major manifestation will come to humanity every 1,000 years or so. But that is not a scripture. God said that when the seventh angel comes, my plan will finish. It is done. It is, and my mystery will come to humanity. You see, again, so you can see that's not perfect. That's not correct. Okay. And Baha'u'llah really never brought a system that will bring the kingdom of God on earth. He brought good ideas about universal just, you know, house of justice or courts for each nations and on. They were good ideas, and hopefully when the kingdom comes, some of them will be implemented in the kingdom. So the justice and unity come to humanity. We are not fighting with you. We are not fighting with his ideas. We are not rejecting Baha'u'llah. We are not rejecting Bab. Okay. The only thing we are asking you to see how your revelation, your prophet falls into overall plan of God. That is what we are asking from every religion on earth to consider, to go, to study, to see how all the religions on earth are a part of a greater truth, how God revealed it to His prophets and He told them to seal the last days, when the seventh angel will bring the whole truth and explain the things that could not be explained before it. We are saying, listen to the word of God. Study this teaching, see how God said to the people who were martyred in Bobby's movement that you have to wait a short time. A short time does not mean 19 years to God. It means 200 years. Because if every day of God is 1,000 years, a short time is not just 19 years. So you can see all the evidence has been given in our website, in our teachings. And if you really study them and realize them, you will realize indeed it is from God and you are a part of it. That is the beauty of this teaching, that it doesn't leave anybody out. It includes everyone because it's from God. God already knew what He was doing. So they put them all together. Maitreya, are you saying that you are a manifestation of God filled with His Spirit and come to bring us God's words? That's been explained many times. The prophets of God are just regular humans. They are men that are chosen by God to come and bring the revelation or the word of God to humanity. When they talk about God, when they give satsang, when they reveal the revelation to humanity, they and God are one. That's why Christ said, "Me and the Father are one." And 2 days later, somebody called him, said, "Me and the Father are one, and no one goes to the Father but through me." And therefore, he and God are one. He's God, you know, in that moment. And 2 days later, somebody asked him, "Good Rabbi," and he says, "Nobody is good but God. Don't call me good. I'm no good." You know, what happened? 2 days ago, you and the Father were one, and nobody goes to the Father but through you. And then, now, you're not even good. Because in that moment, he was connected to God, and therefore, he and the Father were one. 2 days later, he wasn't connected. He was just a man. That's why he called himself the Son of God and the Son of Man. He is both. He has two states of being. When he is a man, he is a regular man. When he is connected, he is indeed a spirit of God. So his words are pure, truth, and revelation. And they are guidance for humanity. They are guiding light for humans to see, to realize, to follow, and understand what God was doing. And no one could claim that they know the whole truth until the seventh revelation come. And if you go to the chapter 10, verse 7 in the Revelation in the Bible, it clearly states this truth, that no one knows the mystery of God until the seventh revelation. That's why that's why the people are mad of us, because they think they know the whole truth when God clearly said they couldn't. They could not know the whole truth until this revelation come. Now, if you study our teaching, this will answer your questions. This will clear things that you never knew before. And it unifies. There is no question which not been answered, and they have been answered clearly and beautifully. And now it is in your disposal for testing the spirit behind it. Libby asks, "I agree with you that each person must investigate the Word of God for himself. We should all read and understand all the books revealed by God. The Torah, Bhagavad Gita, the Bible, the Quran, the Bayan, the Kitab Aqdas." Yes, yes, that is not only that. You have to go a little farther. Read the teaching of Baba and understand what a Sadipra or an elect is. No, and also read, though, the holiest of the holiest, and then realize how your religion falls in the plan of God. Therefore, do not stop but Kitab-e-Aqdas. Go and read the teaching of Baba and the teaching that we have revealed to humanity. Our revelation indeed is what Bob was talking about, that when he who will manifest will bring the last revelation of God, every word in his revelation can be explained in 1,000 books. So the holiest of the holiest is very compact truth in 600 page, and if you really study it, it will truly guide you to understand the Word of God. What was he doing? What was his plan? How he choose, you know, Adam, you know, to go through the eternal divine path. The Bab wrote, again, Libby said, the Bab wrote the Bayan. Baha'u'llah wrote the Kitab Aqdas, and many more. Well, I know, we know that. We know that. But what even in a Kitab Aqdas, Baha'u'llah talks about upcoming of a revelation that when that revelation will come, will manifest even greater things. Another thing, Baha'u'llah wrote a lot of things and gave it to his secretary to throw them into the river. If he was the seventh angel, if he revealed everything, how can he throw them into the river when he said humanity are not ready for these revelations? So we can see that the whole point is he could not have said that nobody come for 1,000 years because God said this last revelation is going to come shortly after Bob. And shortly does not mean 19 years, and Baha'u'llah and the whole Baha'i teaching have a lot of things that God said are not perfect. I'm just explaining to some of those, you know, that yes, Baha'i believe that there is going to be major manifestation every 1,000 years. That's why he said it. But the truth is God said it's not true. When this seventh revelation comes, it's going to be finished. It's going to be end. It's going to end. And that's the end time. So the very base of the teaching of Baha'i is that, you know, the major manifestation come every 1,000 years is not a scripture. It's not based on God's word. God said it's going to finish. You know, the last revelation is come. It's going to be end time. So you have to consider all these points I'm making for you and realize that okay, Baha'i and Bob were from God, but there is more revelation is going to come after them, and shortly after this seventh revelation will come. So you can argue with me, you can be unhappy about it, or argue, you can go around with this for, you know, 1,000 years, but the truth of the Word of God is different than what Baha'is believe, okay? And that's what God said is not perfect. And it will finish. There is a time that there is going to be end time. Abdul Baha himself talked about upcoming of the seventh angel and explained when that revelation comes, it will be, you know, incredible than ever before. You know, Shoghi Effendi talks about there are two kingdoms, that two part of God's revelation, and maybe it's not the one that we are trying to accomplish. So see in our website, all these things have been revealed. I didn't wrote them about these revelations and prophecies. These are the people who have come and realized it and gave it to us, and it, now it is for your benefit. So if you are a real seeker, if you follow what Prophet Muhammad and Bab and Baha'u'llah said, do a independent study and find this truth for yourself. You know, but you seem to be very attached to your prophet and your religion, and unfortunately when that happens, it becomes emotional. The moment religion becomes emotional, the logic is out. And when the logic is out, you are not a seeker, you are not a searcher anymore, because you are emotional, and emotion is in the way to realizing God. Libby says, I think each person should investigate by reading your book and Baha'u'llah book and compare them to find the truth from God. I would not argue. I would only discuss with you. Thank you for your... Sure, there is no problem. I have no problem people going and reading Baha'i teachings and his books. But at the same time, I encourage them to read the history of Baha'is, read Baha'u'llah's teaching, read the prophecies in the Baha'i revelations, and then come up with a complete understanding of what happened, how the history brought us to this point. They also, as you suggested, should read though, and realize that God said it is going to eventually finish when the seventh angel come. And then, of course, we don't have any argument. Actually, we do not argue. The whole idea of the mission, if we came to the point of argument, we should stop. and we all rejoice in God and follow eternal divine path and throw all the dogmas out and follow the path instead of become argumentative about the fine points of the revelations and the thing have been separating humanity for thousands of years. That's why this mission actually is a path. It is a way. If you follow, then you will see the benefit of it. And nobody can argue with the points that has been revealed to humanity. Awakening of your spiritual forces, knowing thyself. You know, that's another thing in Baha'i teaching. They did not include the mystical path. They did not include Hinduism and Buddhism. You know, actually they were surprised later on when the Buddhists and Hindus asked why we are not included. They didn't know what to say. They tried to answer them, but their answers are not adequate. So it is not complete. Again, you see, this revelation include mystical path. Six Shooters is asking, can you explain what is the beginning of Maitreya Dispensation 2017 and what is the period between 82-2004? Okay, well, actually the revelation start coming to me in 1977. So, from 1977 to 2014, it is going to be 40 years, and around 2017 or 2018, mission hopefully will be in a place that no longer can be stopped, and there is no longer anybody, well, actually it cannot be stopped, it's from God, but it will be in a point of, in a point that God can reveal this to as many people as possible, and they will carry this revelation to the end of Earth, and eventually many religions. It's not only this revelation. You can see the tribulation, the upheaval on Earth. Everything is happening is a support of this revelation. These are things that are happening that humanity eventually reach a point that they realize they have no choice but to come to this conclusion. This indeed God said He will send this seventh revelation, and we are indeed one and not separated, and therefore they can come together and create the kingdom of God on earth. And that is the whole idea, to bring God back to human life. We have put Him out of every aspect of our lives, and therefore the destruction will come to us. He has shown it in history, in His revelation, then when human thinks they know better than Him, the grace will leave and the destruction will come to them. The only way to go back is to bring the grace of God and His ways for humanity so we can bring peace to earth. Libby is asking, I was interested, so they're asking you, answer your question. The revelation started in 1977, and we reached out in 1982. Eventually, of course, Paltok came in and gave us outlet to reach everyone in all places on earth. We could have done it before, but it wasn't as effective and powerful as this one is. And now we are reaching to humanity to give this message to them. And of course, they have their understanding, their religion, and eventually by 2017, most of those religion and understanding, they realize they're not correct. And the only correct thing is the Word of God. In 2017, the dispensation of this mission will start, because by then it is established pretty firmly. I hope that answered your question. If it didn't, go ahead and follow up with your next question. Okay, Libby is asking, I was interested because you mentioned the faith on your website, and because you say you are Maitreya, the Universal Buddha. Actually, Baha'u'llah answered all the religions, including Hinduism and Buddhism. I would never be emotional about discussing God. Please don't say that I am emotional. That's great. That's great. I'm glad you're not. And if you are not, then you will not be attached to what you know about Baha'i teaching, and will investigate our teaching, and you would realize that indeed God said Baha'i teaching is not perfect, and they have to wait for the revelation of the seven angel. There are a lot of points that, you know, clearly shows God is correct, and therefore we pray that you would consider going, understanding, studying our teaching, and seeing the revelation, the word of God, the prophecies, the genealogy, the whole package, and come up with the same conclusion that indeed God has sent this to humanity as the last revelation to unify them and bring the kingdom of God on earth. And it is great that you're not emotional. One of the things I like about Baha'i people are they are very articulate in their approaching people and presenting their teaching. And I think that is great, and we all can learn from that experience with them. And all of us should not become emotional, but should become a channel for understanding God's plan. Please, kind sir, where does it say that Baha'u'llah's revelation is flawless, flawed? Because I deeply believe and want to make sure that I am on the right path to God. Okay, if you go to the revelation, then it talks about the fifth church, you know. It clearly says in those verses, in the revelation, that I found you not being perfect. And if you go to the holiest of the holies, our teachings, and read that part, and see how the explanation of the fifth seal goes so well with Bab, and how the saints who were with him were martyred, and they were given the white robe, and it absolutely matches the revelation of Bab and Baha'u'llah. And I don't know, it to me it's so simple and right to the point that each of those churches explain the religion they belong to. In that revelation, in that those verses, it clearly says that it's not perfect. And another thing somebody brought up, Bab created 19 months of each for 19 days, and that became a great concern in Babis and Baha'is and Azali's faith, as God always said that the year should be divided to 12 months, and that brought a lot of doubt to a lot of people. That's another, I'm just remembering different points about, you know, what happened, you know, with Bab and Baha'i faith. And of course Bab was very militant himself, and in his teaching in Bayan he encouraged his followers to take sword and fight with the government, because he was gonna establish a territory for the Baha'is, that whoever is not Babis, and whoever is not a Babi will be thrown out of the territory or will be killed. And so he was very, you know, adamant and very militant, and that's why it didn't work. And Baha'u'llah came and realized that that's not gonna work, it's too militant. He mellowed down, actually almost to the other end, and he said, you know, don't even participate in the political system in different countries, and don't get involved with any earthly government or anything. So again, we can see, that also is not perfect. There is time to, be away from the policies. There is time to get involved and make a difference, if you can, okay? But at the same time, you don't have to become militant. You can become articulate, educate people, and eventually create an environment that people can come together and without beheading on each other or shooting at one another, create an earth that everybody can live in peace and progress physically, mentally, and spiritually to God. And that is another sign. I'm just saying so many things in Baha'i teaching that you have to consider. And in those verses, and God clearly says it's not perfect. And of course, our teaching also relates our revelation to the Hinduism and Buddhism. And there are chakras in those teachings that talks about different energy center in human. And it is correct also with the fifth level of consciousness or chakra. When the people reach there and they can connect to the ethereal level, they think they have reached God. They think they're perfect. And they don't think there is anything more to go. But they are in the fifth level. They're not in the sixth level, which God touches you for the first time, and the seventh, which is you are one with God. Therefore, that goes very well with the teaching of mystical path, that in the fifth level, people think it's perfect, but it's not. Okay, Libby, again, thing is, it is in your revelation, your holy book, that it says this, and it is in Revelation 3, chapter 3. Do I understand correctly? Well, that is the point that now it's up to you to prove to yourself if I am who I claim I am. If you can prove yourself that is the truth, then what I say is the word of God. And what is been revealed in that revelation is a correct explanation of what God meant, but what he said in that chapter 3. But also you have intellect. And in your intellect, if you compare the history of Bab and Baha'i with what is explained in chapter 3, you see it's amazingly explaining what will happen when the Bab's revelation will come. So many people will be murdered. So many people will be killed. And it shows completely God has been saying it, what is going to happen before even he revealed the Bab's teaching to humanity. So if you even use your intellect and see that clearly, then again, that's another confirmation for you to realize those, you know, explanation correct. So, of course, if you do not accept those things and you do not see that what I say makes sense and the truth, of course, you can argue to say, I made it up, which is okay. And you can say that. But I did not make it up. That is exactly what it says in that revelation. There are seven churches. And each church is related to one revelation by God. The first revelation is the mystical path, Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, saints in Christianity, Sufis, and any teaching that say, know thyself to know God. The second is the Old Testament, creation of the commandments of light. And the third is sacrifice to create the commandments of light, which is the New Testament. The fourth is to surrender and submit to the will of God for us and realize what the will is. The will of God is to follow eternal divine path and bring the kingdom of God on earth. The fifth is universalism. All the way to the fourth seal, still you might become narrow-minded and you become attached to the one part of the universe or your prophet or your teaching. In the fifth seal, or Baha'i teaching, you become a universal, you expand your mind, you include everybody. And that's exactly what Baha'i do. But that's not completed. The next step, you become an elect. If you follow the first five steps, then in the sixth step, then you are an elect. There's no dogma here. There's no dogma whatsoever. It is a path. If you meditate and awaken your spiritual force, if you direct that to create the communities of light, if you sacrifice for it, if you surrender and submit to God and His will for you and become universalist, then you are an elect. You know, you can say, because I follow Prophet Muhammad or Christ or Moses or Krishna or Bab or Baha'u'llah, I am elect. No, it is a quality. It is a path that you acquire by following it. You can throw all the dogmas out, follow that path, stop arguing, and you will benefit from it. You know. But of course, also God revealed the truth about all religion and explained here how each of them fall where they fall and why He revealed that revelation to those people for specific reasons. And now they all can be put together. Of course, these elects are the people that we were looking for. We're not looking for people that are attached to the religion. They're not looking for the people they don't want to go farther than what God revealed to them. We are looking for people, they broke through, you know. They know about Christianity, they know about Islam, they know about Judaism, they know about Hinduism, mystical path. They know about Baha'i and Bab and their history. And they eventually say, yes, that makes sense, I'm ready for it. They meditate, they come and join or start the communities of light. They sacrifice for it, they surrender and submit to God, whatever His will is, and they become universalists. And they become elect. And these are the people that will bring the kingdom of God on earth. It's perfect. It is amazingly work in every situation in your life. And, of course, it requires you to understand what all other religions are revealed to humanity. This is foretold to come. This is the perfection of God's revelation. Any other revelation before it is a part of a greater truth, which is this. It's an umbrella. It covers all of them. So when we cover Islam or Judaism, or we are not against them. The only thing we are telling them, expand your mind. Go beyond your understanding and your religion and your dogmas. And if they can't, we just leave them to God, because apparently they can't, you know, and that's where they're going to stay. But those who can go beyond their own understanding, their own religion, their own attachments, eventually see this vision clearly and says, yeah, this makes sense, this is my religion. As a prophet of God, what works or fruit should we know you by? Christ died, we should know Him by His fruits. Okay, Christ said we should know Him. Okay. Yeah, that is the very good question. Actually, that is the question you have to test the spirit. Okay? The fruit that this revelation brought to humanity is the unification of all religion based on the Word of God. It is a healing for the whole humanity to overcome their separative ideas and dogmas and free themselves to God. That is the greatest fruit anybody can give to humanity. No other religion, no other revelation to this point could have brought such a great fruit to man that they eventually can understand God's revelation and how all of them are a part of a greater truth. And therefore, God truly exists. God is not just a imaginary being made with a yogi in the mountain in Himalayas or a person who calls himself prophet or Messiah. God has foretold this thing will come, and He has fulfilled them. Therefore, it brings great faith to humanity by seeing that God said He's going to do it. And He has done it. Therefore, God truly exists. It is not a joke. It's not a kidding. It's not something you can, you know, brush it aside and go ahead and do whatever you want. He has given His words and manual for humanity to reach salvation. And that manual are His revelation in the scriptures. And of course, now He is telling humanity, what did He mean when He told the Daniel and other prophets, seal the end time revelation, and what am I going to do? It was sealed. Nobody knew it until this seventh revelation come. So now it has. It has come to humanity, and this is the call for the people who see this clearly. Not for the people that are going to be attached to their religion and argue with us and not to see this vision as they should. It is, I am just a plain messenger. I have given the message to humanity as clearly as I could, and we have created a website and access to whole humanity that they can go to it. Of course, no, not everybody have computer that they can go to the website, but we have other means to reach them if they do not have computer or are not in internet. So all the things is been done with the most efficient way possible with the resources we have, and we will reach as many people as we could. It's up to them to accept it or not. I'm not going to convince you. I'm not here to convince you. I'm just here to give you the truth and reveal to you the word of God and the way He was doing things. It's up to you to convince yourself either way. If you accept it, what I say is the truth, then of course we are co-worker. We will come together and create a better environment for everybody. If you did not accept, we leave you to God. We just say, okay, God knows you better than us. We leave you to God, and He does to you as He wills. Libby saying, I'm sorry, the link you gave me did not go to Revelation 3. How can I get there? Okay, well, if you go to our website and go to literature, go to the... does anybody... Okay, here it is. It is Revelation 7. Go there in... If you are not completely in chapter 3, go to the... just scroll down. You should be able to go to the chapter 3 there. And there you probably can read about it in a greater degree. So... well, that probably you have to copy and paste in your browser to work. It sounds like it's not working, it's not going where it's supposed to go. So maybe that is the problem. So, yes, if you copy and paste in your browser, it goes right to chapter 3, Libby. All right, well, this is mostly a session for Baha'i teaching. Of course, these all have been answered before, and it's all in website. It's all been revealed to humanity to go to our website and study them. We have had people from all religions who have come to our room and asked every kind of question about their religion, and they have all been answered, including Baha'is. And in us, there is no separation between them. Our love is for all the great prophets of God, and God's prophets should be respected and loved and put to the highest esteem possible. But at the same time, we have to follow the word of God. We cannot respect them and then say, because we respect them, we will not follow God's word that clearly says that, you know, there is going to be a seventh revelation, there is going to be end time, there is going to be, you know, when the mystery of God will be finished, and these Baha'is do not say. And we can see that of course, they are also included with us. So is Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Jews, and any other religion or revelation that you can think of. Again, everybody, welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's Conversation Room. This is the room that we invite you to go to our website, which is posted there in text and also at the top of the banner in the room. You can click there and go there and study our teaching and see the last revelation of God to humanity and how all the religions of the world are unified, and then come here and ask a question related to our teaching and religions that you are in. There is no religion on earth that which is not included in this revelation. There is no religion that God has no hand in. God sent all of them. There is no separation between humanity, God's revelation, and all the religions. This humanity have to recognize and realize and bring together. Our religions include the teachings of the Golden Rule, that is the connection, right? Yes, actually, Golden Rule is accepted here, you know, and actually it was been further perfected due to others as they have done unto you. But if they have not, they would not do to you as you expect, forgive them. But if they have done something wrong to the society, they should not be forgiven. So forgiveness is an individual privilege, that we forgive those who have done bad to us. But when a bad thing is done to the society, it will bring destruction. Therefore, it should not be forgiven. That's why Prophet Muhammad said, you know, if somebody slaps you, step back. And that is more socially oriented teaching. And Christ said, if somebody slaps you, make your other side of your face available for them to slap the other side also. That is forgiveness individually. So the both teaching are correct. The Golden Rule is been expanded and further perfected again in this mission. Butlik is asking, in Baha'i it is, blessed is he who preferreth his brother before himself. Baha'u'llah, Table of Nun. Well, it is the teaching of all the prophets and religions that you should love your neighbor as thyself, and the greatest gift a man can give to another person is to lay down their life for their brothers and friends and community. In our teaching, it comes with this third seal, sacrifice. It means we give up ourselves into community. Again, we go farther in these teachings. Not only we teach love your neighborhood too if you want, but now it is organized as an organized system to express that love, so you can accomplish greater things and bring the kingdom of God on earth by sharing with one another and creating the communities of light. So what other prophets said before us was not organized. It was an individual approach, but with our teaching again, it is perfected. If you forgive in a society that nobody else forgives, you are the only person, or few of you forgive, and eventually you might get burned out. But if the teaching is the whole society and the people should strive to forgive and give up themselves and sacrifice and create the communities of light, then your forgiveness and your giving
will manifest in a greater degree because it is an organized way. So again, you see the eternal divine path, the commence of light, is the answer to what other prophets wished to happen by what they taught. Again, you can see the perfection of God and His revelation to humanity. How the only way is to create the commence of light. The only way is to meditate Avaganura spiritual forces. The only way you would be able to, you know, see your action give fruit in the community and encourage everybody else in the community also know themselves and overcome their attachment desires, domineering tendencies, fears. Actually, in a community, there is less fear, because the greater and the larger and community will be, the more people will feel safe, because the community has the power of bringing safety to its members. And the more we create the communist of life, the more people feel safe in the world, the less wars and destructive tendencies and terrorism and all things will be there. And we eventually reach a point we won't have any. We will have peace on earth, as it's been prophesied. When that comes, you know, the lamb and the lion will lay together, and there will not going to be any war. We are the force of peace on earth. We are the people, but to bring the peace. But of course, they're going to fight us with the nail and teeth, because they're attached. They're attached to the prophets. They're attached to the religion. They're attached to their ideas. That's why we have this tribulation and destruction and wars on earth. And eventually, they will reach a point that none of them will succeed. The more they try, the more you will see the destructive tendencies will come to them. And it's going to accelerate in a greater degree. And that's another answer to your question. Probably by 2017, humanity will reach a point they realize the wars, destruction, suppression, ego, and all the tendencies that humanity have now is not going to work. And our teaching by then, hopefully, have reached many, many more people. That's why I'm so concerned that each of you reach out. That I'm concerned reach out, each of you spread this message as much as you could. And don't let your ego or your personal attachments come in. No, become pure channel for revealing this mission to other people and spreading it out. So by 2017, hopefully, we reach a point that we reach the critical mass, and eventually many people say, no, we're not going to do what we have been taught is correct, which is not. And therefore, when we have the correct number, the change will come. It is a point that when we reach that point, that change will take place in human history. And human history indeed is been written right now. After 12,000 years of the wars and destruction, now the way again is given to humanity to go back where their creation was intended to create. And that is peace, unity, and a return to Godhead, return to essence. That is the goal of the life. That's why we are here. The goal of the life is not to become a doctor or a professor or a lawyer or this and that. The goal of the life is to become divine, to return home, to return to Godhead. That's what we have to teach others. That's what we have to teach our children. That's what the schools and universities and the television and the radio and the bulletin boards and all the propaganda that God has given to us, all the tools God has been given to us, have to convey to humanity. The goal of the life is to become divine, to become godly, to become a spirit, to learn what everything is created and how God created them. What is the nature of whatever is created, and what is the intention and what is intended for that specific creation on earth. If we can reach a point, see the universe the way God sees it, then we can see the purpose of everything on earth. Actually, soul already knows. Your soul already knows the truth. That's why those who have overcome their emotion and their attachment to the religions and everything, when they see this vision, their soul says, yeah, that makes sense, I'm for it, I'm gonna go for it. Those who do not have that quality, of course, they argue and they don't see the vision and they become upset, emotional, and they just leave because the truth is powerful. The soul tells them, yes, he's right, he's saying the truth, this is the word of God. But the ego says, no, run away, you know. This is something that is going to change you. It's going to affect you. It's going to make you see the truth. And I don't want to see the truth, because if I see the truth, then all my friends going to leave me. My family is going to leave me. My, you know, people who are not going to accept me as I was before. It's a scary thought, isn't it, for a lot of people? But those who are elect, it's not scary at all. Actually, they are probably already different than everybody else in their lives. And they will see clearly, yes, I'm here to do God's will, not to be attached to the family or this or that, or to the religion, or my ideas or my past. I am a new creation. I am indeed baptized with the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of the Truth. And they can clearly overcome any obstacle in their life and become pure channel for God and His revelation. So, this is the truth, but a lot of purification has to come to humanity before they eventually give up their dogmas and their ideas and whatever they have been taught to believe. And that is not easy. Anytime one person or a society on earth goes from one state of consciousness to another state higher of it, there is going to be a period of confusion, the period of tribulation. And that's what's happening on earth. This is the time of tribulation and time of chaos, when humanity, probably in next 16 years or less, 13 years, they're going to go through a great period of purification, and eventually they go to the higher consciousness than they are. They are still connected to the revelation before this, so many of them can expand themselves beyond what they believe, and that of course bring great separative, you know, tendencies and destruction. But this destruction they're bringing is not going to give fruit. And unfortunately, they think, you know, they're going to succeed, but I have a news for them, they will not, because God said they will not. And the only way is God's way, and you actually have a greater grip on the reality and what is going to happen to humanity than most of the leaders on earth at this time, because they think they are going to create the kingdom, they're going to bring the peace, they're going to create an environment that, and everybody is going to, you know, follow their tradition and their understanding, and they're surprised that other people aren't going to follow them. They're surprised that what they think is the greatest thing, other people don't think it's the greatest thing. They think what they have is greater than other people have, and that's what creates such a friction and humanity, and none of them can understand each other, because each of them, they think they have the right, they have the moral upper hand to other people, and other people don't have any realization of what is correct and what's not. But the truth of the matter, God said, each of you are a part of a greater truth. That is the message they have to understand, that they are a part of a greater truth. And that is our job to do it. We have to reach out, we have to explain this thing, we have to understand the teaching first. Of course, it is a huge teaching, and because there have been so many questions answered, sometimes it might seem impossible to answer all of them, but you all know how to contact me. how to contact the mission, how to go to our rooms and ask the people in the room. And if they don't know, they tell you, just send an email to questions@maitreya.org, and that will get to me, and I will answer your questions. And hopefully, you know, all the questions will be answered. Actually, I feel already they have. There are probably few haven't. Nobody asked them yet, but I'm sure they eventually will come up. So everything has been given for us to know the truth of God, and these are based on the word of God. And God is a spirit. God cannot just come to everyone and every person and give this to all of you. And He has set up a system, set up a way to reveal His revelation to humanity, and that is the way of the prophecy and acceptance, or choosing a body to come and bring the revelation to man, and then man can know what God's will is and what God's words are. And if we understand that clearly, then we all will look for that person that will fulfill the prophecies, will bring the word of God to us. That person, when God chooses, cannot say anything else but the truth, and no matter what that truth will do to other people, it might even hurt some people. When we tell them that the revelation or the prophet is not perfect, they think we are against their prophet. But that is the word of God. That is not my word. That is not. Then of course it's revealed to me why it's not perfect, because all those flaws there. You know, Baha'u'llah wasn't, you know, even chosen by Bab to carry the mission. You know, his name is not Baha'u'll in the glory of God, as they claim. He wasn't from Tehran. Many, many things. He threw a lot of revelation out. It's not perfect, you know. And it's not that we are saying he was a bad person. We're not saying, you know, we don't like him, or, you know, we don't love him. But that is the truth of God and the word of God. And that is what we have to do. We have to become our essence. Essence, know the truth. And then you become the essence, then you say the truth also. Then you become a pure channel for revealing the truth to humanity with no fear whatsoever. Alright, so our questions are finished and our time is up. Again, these are the bread of life and the fire of the spirit and the truth. Just purify yourself in this great fire of God and become a pure channel for His revelation and manifest His kingdom on earth. God be with you. See you next week. Salam.